Hearing voices?
I'm hearing voices.
You're listening to Hearing Voices with Scott Watson.
Well, it's April 12th, and this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson, some thoughts from me alone, my musings on spring, sports, and a somber anniversary. I think it's safe to say that spring is finally here. Still a little too wet, but the weather is better. Easter has passed, and yesterday I watched three icons of golf, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and Tom Watson, hit their ceremonial tee shots to open sport's greatest event, the Masters. I'm too young to have seen Arnie at his best. I don't like Tiger Woods, but I've cheered for the Golden Bear since I was a young child. I often said that I really didn't have sports heroes. The truth is, I had two of them. Jack Nicklaus, despite his recent political absurdities, has always been one. If you need me this weekend, I will likely be in front of my television watching what will likely be a compelling Masters golf tournament. Some housekeeping and a request to follow me on Twitter at @ScottJWatson and check out WHTC.com where our shows are posted and also HearingVoicesRadio.com. There you will find shows, some fun pictures, and random musings that you may find a little bit interesting. Well, today marks exactly 1 year since my essay, which went on to become by far the most listened to show I've ever done. The show was made available at 8 a.m., and by noon it was clear that I'd struck a nerve. A year later, I've also prayed, cried, and wondered my way through Wednesday's anniversary of the Louisville bank shooting that prompted the show, I Loved Connor. There's no way to measure how a tragedy will impact someone. As a therapist, I know we all respond uniquely, but with some similarity in different aspects. The six lives that were lost that day and the eight others that were shot have had significant impact on my theology and my views on friendship and certain views on societal and political issues. A year later, I Loved Connor still rings true, every word of it. If you haven't listened to it, you might want to do so. It's available at HearingVoicesRadio.com and also at WHTC.com. Or if you would like, direct message me, and I will send it to you. It is some of my best work. Well, last week, we ran a couple of best of shows. Next week, a few more, because I'm traveling to Washington, D.C. with my youngest son. There, we plan to be the quintessential typical tourists. We're going to visit monuments, the Smithsonian, the National Archives, the Library of Congress, the Kennedy Center, and more. We are too late, I think, for the cherry blossoms, but he and I expect to have a great time together in our nation's capital. Finally, I want to share a few thoughts on my favorite sport, the game of basketball. You see, I'm from Indiana, a place where hoops is king, and the next biggest sport is a distant second place. I was a high school basketball and college basketball referee for 20 years, and I broadcast many games on radio and television. In fact, I think I was the first person to broadcast a Hope College women's basketball game. There's a funny story about that. It cannot be told here, legally, but if you run into me, I would love to tell you the story, and if you know Ann Baker, she likely remembers it as well. I learned a lesson. The lesson is to always believe that the microphone is on. Anyway, my love for girls and women's basketball dates back to 1982 when my girlfriend was a good high school player. The growth and success of the game brings me so much joy, and I watched probably 14 of the women's tourney games this year, including all of the games played by Caitlin Clark. Dawn Staley, the coach at South Carolina, is a remarkable coach and likely a remarkable human being. Caitlin Clark was able to do what only Ali and Tiger have done in my lifetime to bring eyes and interest to a sport. South Carolina and UConn won the different NCAA tournaments in compelling fashion, and it reminded me of a poem that I wrote several years ago. It's titled, The Champs. It's hard to be angry at confetti. Endless colors and fragments dropped, thrown, or shot into a celebratory sky. Its lifetime is so short, yet it commemorates a victory so long in the making. Little children collect it while grandmothers gently brush it from their Blue Ridge's hair. The champions know it's there, but focus instead on the faces of loved ones and fans who cheer their triumph. Most victories are sweet, trophies hoisted, champagne sprayed, or cold sports drink dumped over a coach who smiles. But the victory looks and feels better when there is confetti. Enjoy the Masters, enjoy your weekend, and thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday on Hearing Voices.